name is Izzy Vine. I'm 30 years old and I left the Met because it's rotten to the core. Just wanted to let you all know that I am pursuing legal action. I have an employment tribunal, which is the final hearing is not until January 2027, and that's for 4 cases. Harassment based on sex, whistleblowing detriment, failure to make reasonable adjustments, and constructive dismissal. I don't have any legal support. I'm doing it all myself. I did a little paperwork myself. I've tried to teach myself the law as best I can, but legal assistance is like incredibly expensive, and obviously I left, I don't have a job, even though now I've set up my own organisation, it's all voluntary, I don't make money off it, or get paid for it, because hopefully we'll get funding one day and then I can pay myself a small wage. But yeah, I can't afford legal assistance, I'm doing it myself. So I am taking them to an employment tribunal. And I guess, you know, I just need my petition to be shared and my story to be out there. I feel like the media has covered it a little bit in March, and a little bit over time, but it's kind of like disappeared, and I just feel like not enough people know about it, and it's so incredibly scary. And my case isn't even the worst. It's literally not even a smidge against the worst ones I've heard. So yes, but thank you for supporting me. I have a GoFundMe to help me with bills, and I lost my home, I lost my car, I lost my belongings, I had to sell everything. I just have a few books and a few pieces of clothing to my name. And I'm building, obviously, my organisation, Speak Up Now UK, so I'm putting all my pennies to that. So I have a petition, I have a GoFundMe link. Anything is so greatly appreciated. I am doing this because it's right, it's hard. It's like some days I'm like so depressed and I just want to give up and I wish this never happened and I could just be normal, but I can't. In my heart, this is wrong and I can't continue life without trying to change this in some way and let people know what's happened. And I just don't want to, I'm not going to be complicit in this toxic, misogynistic and corrupt society that we have. So yeah, thank you so much. The links are in my bio, my link tree, and any support is so greatly appreciated. But really, just even a share of this post, you know, you don't have to donate, you don't have to sign the petition. I would really appreciate the petition's signatures, but just even commenting or sharing or tagging people just to spread the word, because this affects everyone. Anyone can need the police, anyone can be a victim of rape, anyone could be have to go to another country and be considered foreign, and have that kind of prejudice and racism against you. Anyone could be a victim of police misconduct or police murder, inflicted murder, like Sarah Everard. And I don't want anyone to have to be a victim of that. But I don't want their death to be mimicked. It should be respected, and grieved and protected and met with compassion. It shouldn't be mimicked and joked and laughed at. And following staff home is not okay. It's a clear pattern and escalation of behaviour, which the Met did not care about. They didn't include the following home in their investigation because it needs to happen more than once. So it's just that old same shit kind of thing. And, you know, I've always had a problem with that in terms of harassment and stalking. So many victims are let down because you have to sort of wait for it to happen multiple times. So, oh, that's just like another fucking shit thing from the policing world. But thank you so much. I'm fighting this to the end. I'm of sound mind. I don't have any plans to stop talking or stop being active about this. And I will take the risks I have to, and I will lose everything that I've already lost, and I'll lose more if it means, not that I have anything to lose anymore, I suppose it's just my sort of like liberty and freedom, but I will take the risks because I'm not standing around for this. I'm not, because I wouldn't want anyone else to be complicit or stand around if they experienced it. So, yeah.